Huge demand after Curaçao reopens licensing portal. The Curaçao Gaming Control Board, GCB, reopened its online portal for business-to-consumer and business-to-business license applications on July 15, sparking a huge increase in interest from operators eager to enter the gambling market. GCB Managing Director Cedric Peters said that the regulator is currently seeking methods to improve its licensing processes in order to handle the surge in demand effectively. More than 1,000 applications expected this year. In an interview last month, Peters revealed that during the first half of the year, the GCB received 740 online gambling applications before the application window closed in April. He anticipates an additional 300 applications in the next 2 months following the reopening of the licensing window. Peters admitted that the board, which regulates both Curaçao's land-based and online gaming industries, including lotteries and charity events, must upgrade its infrastructure if it is to meet the 8-week licensing deadline under the new regulatory framework. He emphasized the need to ramp up internal processes and resources to manage the influx of applications. Currently, the GCB processes about 10 applications per week but aims to increase this to 20 or 30. Delays caused by transition to new framework. Transitioning to the new National Ordinance for Games of Chance, established in September 2023 and expected to be fully implemented by the fourth quarter, has also caused delays. Although the transition was intended to be quick and efficient, managing numerous stakeholders has proven complex. The new licensing regime and the updated 9-page guideline outlining application requirements have contributed to the high volume of applications. The impending expiration and abolishment of current master licenses on August 31 have further added to the confusion among applicants, causing additional delays. Peters noted that many applications received were incomplete, with missing documents being a common issue. The GCB plans to improve communication to expedite the process and implement a new enforcement function to penalize unlicensed operators, thereby enhancing Curaçao's reputation as a reliable jurisdiction for gaming operations.